In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. One of the conditions for anyone to be able to inherit the kingdom is what the Lord said to us today, that we have to convert and be like little children. And sometimes we are upset whenever we find a grown-up behave like a child. So in which way we should be converted, become like children, and in which ways we should be aware? There should be a kind of balance when it comes to this point. We cannot just take it as I'm going to convert or I try to convert like a child. Meanwhile, we lose what we acquired in order for us to be mature and grown-ups as spiritual beings. We should strive to regain simplicity. The simplicity of the children are natural. They are just born with this simple heart and very easy to deal with a child. And simplicity for us is something we have to go back and try to learn it again. Simplicity should not be understood as being a person being naive or a person is shallow or ignorant. Like sometimes when people think that to be holy, you have to be in a way naive or a person who doesn't understand things and think things lightly. But this is not simplicity. Something we have to keep in mind that we should learn to be simple and at the same time we be wise. We hear St. Paul speaking to the Corinthians, saying, "Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature." This is the balance that we should keep. By simplicity, we'll be able to deal with one another easily. And this was one of the main characteristics of the Church of the Apostles. People were simple. They were eating with simplicity in heart. They were very easy to get along with one another. When we lose this simplicity, then we start going into conflicts. And we go out from the church losing peace. And we think and give meaning to words that like didn't mean what we understood. Something we need to struggle again to try to get it back is the simplicity of the children, while still we do not want to be simple in our understanding and simple-minded. Another aspect is also we need to learn the humility of the little ones. You find children playing with one another, they are not thinking who is a boy, who is a girl, who is rich and who is a poor. There is nothing like this. They are humble truly in heart. They do not receive things as this is insulting and accordingly I am going to put some boundaries between me and this person. Humility at the same time doesn't mean to have a weak or undetermined character. Here is the balance that we as mature should keep in mind. Yes, I will learn to be humble. I will truly try to live with a meek heart. But meanwhile, this doesn't mean that I just accept anything and I agree with anything because I am humble. This is not humility. The Lord said about the humility of the children, "Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." When we learn to be humble like children, we will be counted among the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Another aspect that we need to change to is that we ought to trust God as children do, yet work as hard as grown-ups. Another balance that we should keep in mind. Children believe that God will take care of them. They have no doubt in this. They trust their parents as if their parents are in control of the world. This is the characteristic of the children. Once you tell them, "Look, I'm in charge," that's it. Child will look always to his father and trust that my dad is in control. But meanwhile, they do not think that they need to work hard in order for them, in a way, to be able to take care of their day-to-day duties. But we should do this. We should keep this balance. St. Peter says to us in his first epistle, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." And at the same time, we remind ourselves with what St. Paul said, "The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat." It is when I study hard and I rely on God to give me success. I work my very best, but I know that God is the provider and giver of every good thing. Having one of these by itself alone will get us in trouble. thinking that I should trust God, and accordingly, even if I go negligent in my duties, God will still take care of me because I am like a little child. I am looking upon God. This is not right. At the same time, thinking that I am the one who can secure my future. I am the one who really can take care of my family and my children, and if I am not there, they will be lost. Again, is something that we should not get it in our minds. We should be obedient to the word of God, yet able to discern how it applies. Obedience of the little ones is something that we need to learn from. Unfortunately, I'm so sad to say that I see now children maybe 2 years in age, and they are not obedient, and their parents allow them just like to do whatever, and they go with whatever these little ones are dictating. But anyhow, we should learn how to be obedient to the word of God, but we should be able to discern how I live with it. Sometimes we mix up things. The command for us is clear, but we apply it in a wrong way, and then we stumble, and we say that the word of God is not truly making us to prosper. I am trying to stick to what the Bible is saying, but unfortunately, I don't think that really I'm benefiting from it. St. Peter say, as obedient children, yet conforming yourselves to the former, not confirming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance. Another aspect, we should love to learn as the children do, yet only what edifies and nourishes. Another balance. Children, they like to explore the world around them. But now we know that there are certain areas that when we go to, we will acquire experience that maybe will hurt. And we will keep trying and trying to leave what we acquired in our, like this, attempts to learn. Our curiosity should be also guarded with this mind that not everything that we want to know will bring something that's beneficial to us. St. Peter says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. As little children wants to learn, but learn what's good, what edifies, what really is going to benefit you in your journey. We need also to learn how to forgive like children do. This is one aspect that actually it has no limitation. There is no here like a boundary where I should forgive up to. We should forgive up to what God actually wants us to forgive. How much we want us, God to forgive us. St. Paul says to the Colossians, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. So in all of these aspects, we need to learn how to be like little ones. But regarding these, we should not be like children. First of all, we should not falter and follow every opinion as a child. You find it's very easy to convince a child and take him to your side. We should not be like this. St. Paul says to the Ephesians, we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That I sit among the people in the church and I agree with them. I go outside and hear somebody is telling me something about another doctrine, and I go with it. It's okay, it looks good. As far as this person, in a way, makes sense to me, then I will follow whatever he's saying. This should not be the case. We ought to take responsibility for what we do. Children, usually, by nature, it's very difficult for them, at least at the beginning of their lives, to take responsibility for what they do. It's very easy for them to find them blaming one another. He did it. This is usually the theme of whenever they are mistaken. He did it. But when we grow like this, that will be a problem. When we are parents and we are still thinking in the same way and blaming others for our mistakes, we will never be able really to satisfy God like this. This is not an aspect where we want to keep this childish behavior. Should be able to say, I am mistaken, I did this wrong, and according to this, I will work on it to correct it. Many of the problems in our houses is related to this part. I always think of he, she, but not me. I point to anyone, even to God himself. He is behind the trouble that I am in. But I'm not thinking, where is my share? We should have the courage to say that I am mistaken, I did this wrong, I am not justified in doing this. We should not retain the selfishness of a child. Child is selfish by nature also. This is when he is a little one, he wants to acquire everything to himself. But growing like this will be a problem for himself and for the people around him. Unfortunately, when we do not teach our children to be selfless and to give and share with others, they are adults and they have the same selfishness like children. And then even when they marry, I marry for something related to me. When I have kids, I have them for me. They are to serve me. And at the end, everything around should go to satisfy my desires and my needs. This should not be the case. Unfortunately, there are adults who never learn it, how to give up the selfishness of a child. Everything revolves around them. Unfortunately, also, that this mistake, a great part of it, fall on the responsibility of the parents when they do not teach their children to share and to be able to give themselves and give whatever they have to others. This sense of I possess, I have, this is mine, something that we need to quit, to learn not to live like this if we are to grow in our relationship with God. In this aspect also, we should not be like children, that we need to grow in patience and self-control. This impulsivity of the little ones, whenever I want something, then I want it now. I can be triggered with whatever motive to do whatever, as far as this satisfy my childish like heart. This should not be the case. When we grow, we need to learn to be patient. We learn to work hard and wait for results. And we learn to acquire the self-control. The church teaches us this when it teaches us how to keep a fast. The fasting is one of these virtues. When we live it, then we will be able to acquire this kind of self-control. We fear the fast, sometimes we avoid it because we do not want this. I just want to do whatever I want, whenever I want, regardless of the consequences. This is again a big trouble. People, when they grow and never learn it, how to control themselves. Whatever they want will be given. Their parents will always guarantee that whatever in their ability to give them will be given. And they grow like this. Everything should work, that whenever I need something, I will take it. And I will take it now. Living like this, my brethren, will never get us anywhere. We'll just hurt ourselves and hurt our families. So today, the command for us to be converted like children, we should also take it and think about it, and we know where are the limits, where can I discern in which areas I should be converted and in which I should not. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.